Yes. Yeah, I just heard your response, your answer earlier about the intercity and the fact that in some countries, in some European countries, there will be a high density of existing cycling infrastructure, and in some other countries, maybe less density. But even though the fact of putting in place this hierarchy of networks, having the Eurovelo or European scale network as a backbone, that isn't contradictory with the fact of taking into account existing infrastructure in intercity connections. So, because anyway, there is the broad Eurovelo network, but every local stakeholders planner of cycling infrastructure have the responsibility of defining where exactly the cycle route is going. So yeah, perhaps it's just a question of ordering the hierarchy. And during the presentation of the Spanish stakeholders earlier, they explained it very well, that first they took into account existing networks, Eurovelo networks, but also regional networks existing or existing infrastructure such as the greenways, and they put all that together to define the national cycling network. So it's perhaps just this section on paragraph 5, section 2, paragraph 5 of reorganizing the priority and which one should come first, even though all of it is important, of course.